Hey everyone, my name's Woody. It's great to meet everyone if I don't know you, but I know a lot of people, so probably a lot of people are watching this that I know. But if you don't know me, my name's Chris Woodruff. I've been doing technology for 30 years, over 30 years now. Yeah, makes me feel old, but it makes me feel like I have those life experiences and those scars and those successes that I can share with people. And that's what the show is going to be about. I'm really looking forward to sharing my ideas, what and who I'm impressed with in our industry right now, what I'm not impressed with. I'm going to be a little tough. I'm not going to name names, but I'll be tough on things. And I'm also going to just give my perspective on certain things and let people know what I'm doing and where I'm going to be speaking and what other things I'm doing. So I live here in a suburb of Grand Rapids, Michigan, which is on the west side of Michigan along Lake Michigan. So I always say I live by the ocean, which I live by Lake Michigan, which is an inland sea, so I kind of call it an ocean because it does have a tide and kind of acts like an ocean, but we don't have salt and we don't have sharks, but we have beautiful beaches in the summer. And even in the winter, it's nice to go out to the beach when it's cold and snowy also. It's an interesting place in the winter to go. So let's talk about some things that I'm going to be doing coming up. So next week I'll be in Prague. I love Prague, one of my favorite cities in the world. I'll be at Update Conference, which is a great conference, one of my favorite conferences. Well put on, great speakers. It's at a great facility. It's in a hotel that I stay in, so it's nice not to have to leave the building to go to the conference. And I really enjoy being there. And I think it's my fourth or fifth time doing it. So yeah, so I'll get there Tuesday. Wednesday, I have a all-day workshop on ASP.NET Core Web API. So I'm going to be looking at 10, be basing it on the RC2 release of .NET 10, which should be pretty much equal to the release that comes out next Tuesday, the 11th. I think that's when .NET 10 comes out and ASP.NET 10 comes out and the whole bundle of new updates come out November 11th next week. So I'll be doing this one-day conference or one-day workshop. I didn't do minimal APIs. I'm doing web APIs with controllers and actions. I will be doing a minimal API that's equal. So I'm creating a new project, a new code base for this workshop, and then I'm going to create the equivalent for minimal API. And interesting, I am using an interesting architecture, a modular monolithic architecture for this workshop. So the attendees will start with a base kind of system built in ASP.NET Core Web API that represents different domains, which is equal to modules. And basically, we will go through and use the Chinook database. And the Chinook database, if no one knows, is a nice demo database for e-commerce. It's a music store, online music store, so it has things like music. So that's a domain, and it has orders, and that's a domain, and it has administration stuff, which is like the customer list and the employees and different things, and that goes in the administration module or domain. And then I have a reporting domain that nothing's in there right now, nothing will be for the workshop. It's just in there for representing a different domain within this API group. And then I have an identity module I like to break up. Why I'm using modular monolithic is I think it's a great architecture for testing purposes, because you can isolate all your domains and they can be tested independently. It also allows for larger teams to be broken up, or even just teams to break up those modules, so that you do not have as much conflict between the modules. So if you don't really understand modular monolithic, it does have a shared kernel, which for me, I share a database connection. So I share Entity Framework Core DB context. So I have a pool of about 128 DB context that allows all the domains to use the same database. So for me, microservices, that was the one thing that I didn't understand, and I don't understand what microservices is. Every microservice has its own database connection. The way I have developed microservices and have been forced to use different database connections underneath each microservice, it starts getting really, really kind of complex and confusing if you don't keep things straight and don't understand everything. So in my modular monolithic, I just keep that all in a shared kernel that all modules can use. So that's my workshop. I hope if you're going to be there, you take it. It's still seats open next week. I will be the ambassador for Update Conference in Prague next week. So that means I'll be doing lots of interviews. I'll be talking to attendees in the hallways and recording some just very casual conversations with attendees and speakers, and doing more formal interviews with speakers. Yeah, so I'll be doing that. And then I'll be doing a talk, and my talk will be on ASP.NET. Well, let's back up. My talk will be on Entity Framework Core and digging into and getting your queries more performant beyond the link. So everyone can write the link, and even though your link may get data back, it may not be the most efficient link, or your database may not be the most efficient. So we're going to look at different ways to make your EF Core queries as fast as possible. So we're going to be looking at how to write your link statements correctly, and then also digging into SQL Server. So I'm going to use SQL Server for this talk. We're going to dig in, take a look at query plans, and take a look at indexing, and take a look at everything on the database side that can impact the queries that you write in your .NET applications using Entity Framework Core. So that is what I'll be doing. And then when I get back from Prague, I'm going to be writing a book on simplicity first. It's this idea that I have. I'll be talking about more about that when I get back from Prague, or maybe I'll talk about it next week while I'm in Prague and pushing up a new episode. But thank you for giving me some time to kick out this first Woody Show episode. And you can find this on Substack, YouTube, LinkedIn. I'll post on LinkedIn. You can find it at the Woody Show website. I'll have a link to that. And my personal website is woodruff.dev if you want to know more about me or contact me. But thank you. And I look forward to meeting more people next week and people coming up. So thank you very much. Peace and love. Peace and love, just like Ringo says. Bye, everyone.